Balance.
Yeah.
Same caveat, please.
Okay. Otherwise, confirmed, Woody? Yeah. Thank you. Subject to that caveat. And then the final one is Innovation Park Medway.
Yeah, so the Innovation Park Medway and Norwich Airport site, there's various funding pots around this and through the local growth fund. So there's a £4.4 million allocation to the first phase of the airport site, which ran reconfiguring the site to unlock the land then for the actual commercial space, which would become a commercial development on the Innovation Park site, which also got enterprise zone status. The intention is to unlock 6,000 jobs at the site, and they will be supported through phases two and three particularly, which will deliver the enabling infrastructure at the site, so spine road, the utility works, those sorts of interventions. So there's, yes, the £4.4 million to the first phase. There's a further £3.7 million that was allocated to the second phase. There was also an additional £1.5 million that was allocated by the investment panel. That hasn't yet come forward for a decision by the Accountability Board. When the investment panel supported the project, there were concerns raised about the deliverability of the project, and it was asked that the Accountability Board considered those deliverability challenges. There are main deliverability challenges around the project. There's currently a local development order is required to build out the site based on the master plan, and there are challenges in place through conditions, or not conditions, sorry, the views that have been put forward by Highways England, where they really want to understand the impact of the project on the strategic road network. So there's work currently being undertaken by Medway Council to look at the impact of the project on the strategic road network, so transport modelling and things, and those conversations are ongoing with Highways England. I think initially there were some challenges in those conversations progressing with Highways England, but I think Medway Council are now in a better position in terms of the engagement. However, it is an issue around the timescales. So we did expect the LDO to be in place by now, and again by the end of this month. The report suggests that it will be in place by July, but actually I think the latest information suggests it wouldn't be in place until October. In terms of the delivery timescales for this project, Medway Council proposed it would take 9 months to deliver the project. So if the LDO was approved in July, it could be delivered by April. But if it's not delivered until October or beyond that, it wouldn't be until July or beyond the project's actually delivered itself. Based on these deliverability concerns, the recommendations that we'll be putting to the Accountability Board next month are the reallocation of the £1.5 million additional funding that was awarded. The rationale for that is because the investment panel supported it on the caveat that it had to demonstrate deliverability. I don't think we can say that caveat's been met. However, there is the £3.7 million allocation for the commercial space development that is also dependent on the LDO, which will extend beyond the growth period. And I think we need the Accountability Board to consider how we want to do that in terms of the conditions and the timescales and deadlines that we might put on that funding for the LDO to be approved. So again, a more complicated one. I'll open up for discussion.
Okay. Any questions? Yes, Tony. Tony.
This one concerns the greatest of us to be considering purely on deliverability, says in the report, timescales. Could I just unpack a little bit about the extent in here that if the LDA isn't approved by July, that cost or LGF spend beyond the growth deal is expected to increase? You might have mentioned it because this isn't great, but could you just put some numbers on that and the risk for that?
Okay, so I think there's a number of actions that are required that Medway Council needs to go through, these number of steps. So in order to approve the LDO, they need to firstly understand the impact of the project itself on the Highways England network. So that involves transport modelling things to take place. Assuming that identifies some mitigation works that are required, Medway Council needs to come up with some way of funding those mitigation works before we can then progress with the project and the LDO to be considered. Medway Council are also suggesting they need to go and reconsult on the LDO itself before it comes forward. So I think the main bulk of the spend will not occur until obviously the LDO is in place and construction can start on site. So I think it really depends on the timescales, and I think they're really unclear at the moment about exactly when that consent can be awarded to be actually progressed with the project. I don't have any figures because I don't know personally the timescales for that LDO to be approved, and I don't think Medway Council comment on that, but
yeah. Well, I've got Adrian next, and then I've got David, and then Joe.
So well, I can show you Medway is very much committed to this project. We're working through with Highways England. There's constructive engagement going on there. We have also approved the first building because we are actually sponsoring one of the buildings. That's gone through our procurement board. Funding's in place without notice of fact because I chair the procurement board. That's in place, work's going on with the LDO. On the ground, the archaeology work is being done literally as we speak. There's nothing significant being found. There's some evidence of an Iron Age village, which is only a very slight thing. So that work is very much in progress. So you know, Medway is committed. We put the council's money into the scheme for the building. That is going on. The design work, again, is literally going on. As soon as we can be able to get over the place, we can get spades on the ground. So we are committed, we are ready to go. It's just been frustrating with the delay with the discussion with Highways England, but those points are not insurmountable by any means. And we're all, as I say, we are working as fast as we can to get the LDO in place.